I've been thinking about the unchangeableness of God. I've just celebrated 29 years of marriage, and believe me, Anya, yeah, well, that's Anya gets the shout out for that one. But believe me, there are some things about me that she would never want to change. But I can tell you, there are all sorts of things that she really would love to change about me. I mean, good God, does she? And she's also come to the realization that some of those things may never change. And you kind of get to a place in your marriage where I am going to love this person just as they are, with the bits I'll never be able to change, and the bits I'm still believing out on God are going to get changed, right? And that is the beauty of marriage. But do you know what? There are some things in life that you never want changed. There are some things in your life that you do want changed. There are some things that you never want changing, like the knowledge that your car will always start when you turn the key. You never want that to change, right? You never want water to come out cold from the hot tap, right? You always want it hot when it comes out. You don't want that to change. When it comes to me, there's some things that God is changing, but there are things that are going to be unchanging. And today we've been singing about the faithfulness of God. And do you know what? There's so much about God, who God is in his goodness, we never want to change. And in fact, you'll never want to change anything about God, because he is a good, unchangeable God, because he is good as he is and doesn't need changing, because he is constantly good in who he is. Do you get it? And there's something about the fact that the reliability and the stability of God in a world that is unstable and unreliable means a lot. And it may be that you are just beginning to come to know God. Maybe you've never considered God before. And I would encourage you to get to know what he's like. I'm so excited. In January, we're going to be running the Alpha course. We're not running it in the autumn because of the changes we've got. But over the autumn, we would love to extend an invitation to you that in January, you can come and join our next Alpha course, which is an introduction to God. It's an introduction to Christianity and what this is like. And it's a place where you can ask questions, it's a place where you can be curious about who this unseen God is. And it's an amazing introduction, and I would love to invite you for that. We're giving you 6 months' notice to get a 10-week plan for January in your diary, and we'd love you to join us for that time. But this is what we've been singing about God. He is faithful. He never changes. He stays true to his promises. His love and his grace are unchanging. And this matters because in a world where we are wondering if it's going to be okay, we are looking for stability and consistency. And I can tell you, the only consistent thing that we can be guaranteed of in life is God himself and his unchanging nature. That just like the sun rises every single day, and you can be sure of some things like that, that in the same way you can rely in your faith upon God, and he will come through. Last week, we were looking at the discipline of celebration, the practice of celebration of joy. And I love how the Bible is real, that we go through times that are tough. In the night, there'll be weeping, but in the morning, there will be joy, rejoicing. And the Bible's not asking us to be inauthentic about the pain and the struggle that we walk through. You can't be fake about joy when it feels unjoyful because of what you're going through. But do you know what? when you get in the aeroplane and you get above the clouds, you realize that the sun is shining, even though you cannot see it. That somewhere in the world, the sun is rising, even if you are in darkness right now. And I want to tell you, God is faithful. He loves you. He's for you. And even though circumstances might go trickily, what I said in that thing earlier on, that Jesus was calm in that storm. He had peace in the storm, not just after the storm. And that's so important to know. You will never get a time in your life when everything's going to be perfect. I mean, it just isn't, right? You think you're 90% there and 10% starts kicking off. And so much of life we have no control over. But do you know what? In God, we can be in control with Him about how we respond to those things and how we walk through those things. And I want to encourage you, as you come into the summer, just be dazzled again by the Lord's unfailing love and His mercy that still continue. They are fresh as the morning, as sure as the sun is going to rise. So God's goodness and love to you is new in the morning. I love that. There's some just days when at 9:30, I'm done. I'm like, Annie, I'm going to bed. I'm done with this day. I need to sleep this thing. And it's like, in the morning, I know I'm going to feel a different perspective when I wake up tomorrow morning. Praise God, I will never have to live that day again. And so in the morning, I will arise, and there's fresh hope in a new day. And I love that about life. And so the Bible looks for metaphors that will help us understand the faithfulness of God. And I just find that in the sun rising every single day. How can we be sure of the sunrise? Well, because we've seen it every day. It's come up every day in my life so far. And I'm not expecting that to change. I hope it doesn't change. And let me tell you that one thing you don't want to change, and that is the sun. You don't want to change its position because it will fry you or it will freeze you. You don't want its strength to change. Neither do you want its heat to change. It's absolutely perfect. And even though you might not understand God, even though I might not understand the sun and all its chemistry, I don't want it to change because it does good things in our lives. And so I don't want God to change one degree because He's perfect as He is in my life. Victor, let's have that Hosea 6:3 again. As surely as the sun rises, He will appear. He will come to us just like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth. God's sun, God's goodness is like that sun rising, and He will appear to you. Just like we want to be faithful to one another, let's allow God to be faithful towards us. Let's just let God be faithful to us. So many times we just want to be on grip, or we want to be in charge of it. We want to be a grip on it. I need to be in control because I'm not sure God's got it. God's saying, I've got it. I've actually got this. Give it to me. And didn't I think last week, Richard just touched on Philippians 4:4. You know, just give it to God. Just give your anxiety to God. Bring it to Him because He deeply cares for you. Father, I want to thank You that You have got us today. Lord, I want to thank You that You are for us. And there's just something so profoundly simple about that ball of fire that rises every morning and sets every night. But it gives us so much. And I thank You for the simplicity of knowing You, that You aren't complicated. But Lord, You invite us into the simplicity of a trusting walk with you. Lord, forgive us where we've made faith complicated. And Lord, we want to put our trust in you. In Jesus' name. Amen. That is God's encouragement for us today as we come into this conversation.